We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, this comes from ESPN writer Bill Barnwell. He has a trade proposal for every team. So obviously he's got one for the Lions. And people want the Lions to trade down, right?
Yes.
Well, here you go. The Detroit Lions send their pick at 8 to Tennessee at 19. And in return, get Tennessee's pick in the second round, which is 51, and their fourth rounder at 121. So Detroit would get 19, 51, and 121 for dropping 11 spots. First of all, Gator, you think you'd do that?
Dropping down to 19 and you're picking up a second and a fourth?
Yep.
I'd consider it. I would absolutely consider it. But I'd lean towards not doing it. And I think it's because of how high that second pick is. If that second pick were in the 30s or early 40s, I'd probably do it, but it's not. So for me, it's tough.
Okay. I would do it unless Josh Allen or Dwayne Haskins was still on the board. And I don't expect either of them will be. So I would make this trade.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, of course, the first thing it would depend on is, did somebody slip?
Yep.
Is there somebody that's available you never thought was going to be available? Then I'm not gonna trade out. If Josh Allen's there at 8, I ain't trading out of that spot.
Okay, so now the Lions are on the clock, and I'm using the Mel mock draft. Montez Sweat gone, Ed Oliver gone, TJ Hockenson gone. This is moving from 8 down. Drew Lock gone, DK Metcalf gone, Rashawn Gary gone, Christian Wilkins gone, Daniel Jones gone, Brian Burns gone, Cleveland Farrell gone, Jonah Williams gone. Detroit's on the clock at 19.
And Jonah Williams just went, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Here's who's on the board. Defensive tackle Dexter Lawrence from Clemson. Linebacker Devin Bush from Michigan. Guard Chris Lindstrom from Boston College. Tackle Andre Dillard from Washington State. Cornerback DeAndre Baker from Georgia. Cornerback Greedy Williams from LSU. Tight end Noah Fant from Iowa. All on the board at 17. Gator, do you have a
17
pick?
17 or 19?
I'm sorry, 19, yes. Do you have a pick?
I would probably go with Devin Bush.
Okay. Kang, you heard the names. Who would you take there at 19?
I did not hear the names. I'm sorry.
Oh, my bad. Dexter Lawrence, Devin Bush, Chris Lindstrom, Andre Dillard, DeAndre Baker, Greedy Williams, Noah Fant.
Devin Bush.
Okay. Since Detroit doesn't own this pick in Mel's mock, the pick really isn't in, but you guys both take Devin Bush. All right, so now, second round. Here's who's on the board for
Detroit.
Who
would you have taken?
Devin Bush.
All right.
Although I would have looked hard. Devin Bush or Greedy Williams?
Fair enough.
At 43 now, here's who's on the board. Justin Lane, cornerback.
Okay, 43 is the Lions first pick. Second round. Okay, gotcha.
Justin Lane, cornerback, Michigan State. Paris Campbell, wide receiver, Ohio State. Nasir Adderley, safety, Delaware. Jerry Tillery, defensive tackle, Notre Dame. Debo Samuel, wide receiver, South Carolina. Julian Love, cornerback, Notre Dame. Ja'Kai Polite, outside linebacker, defensive end, Florida. Gator?
So there's no N'Keal Harry.
N'Keal Harry goes to Buffalo at 40.
I would take Justin Lane, cornerback, Michigan State.
Kang, who would you take under this scenario?
Same here, Gator. Stop stealing my picks.
Sorry, bro.
I go Nasir Adderley, safety, Delaware.
Mistake.
It's related to Herb Adderley, former Spartan.
Which brings us to now their pick at 51 that they acquired from Tennessee. Here's who's on the board. Debo Samuel, wide receiver, South Carolina. Julian Love, cornerback, Notre Dame. Ja'Kai Polite, outside linebacker, defensive end, Florida. Jared Stidham and Will Grier, quarterback, Auburn and West Virginia. Draymond Jones, defensive tackle, Ohio State.
You just jarred something loose there, Tiger. Will Grier. Interesting. I'll take Will Grier, quarterback, West Virginia.
Okay. Really, Gator?
Yeah, I was tempted to go Samuel.
Now is the time, huh?
I was tempted to go Samuel. Well, Will Grier, you're giving me a second round pick, and this is why you do it, so you can get the better quarterback.
Okay, again, for people who missed it, the quarterbacks are Stidham and Grier. The defensive linemen are Ja'Kai Polite and Draymond Jones, although Polite, kind of an outside linebacker, DN guy, Jones, a D-tackle. Julian Love, the corner, Debo Samuel, the slot receiver. Gang, who are you taking?
There's only one quarterback I want in this draft, and it's Kyler Murray. So I'm going to move away from the quarterbacks. I'm going with Polite. My first two picks, I neglected the defensive end spot. I take it now with that extra pick.
Okay, my pick is in, and with the pick at 51 acquired from Tennessee, I take Debo Samuel, slot receiver, South Carolina.
Has Chase Winovich gone by this point?
In Mel's mock, two-round mock, Chase Winovich has not gone.
Interesting.
Would Chase Winovich be on your board for one of these, maybe?
He might be on the board for that second-round pick, but he's definitely on the radar for third-round pick if he's still there.
I don't think he goes higher than third round, to be honest with you guys. I think Chase Winovich is a third-round and beyond pick. And with the Lions, since they lost that, pick for Deshaun Hand last year, how late is their third-round pick from Philly this
88.
Year?
88.
I think that's about the area where you might see Chase Winovich.
So Gators takeaway, if they make the trade with Tennessee, which is 8 for 19, 51, and 121, and we don't have a four-round mock, so we can't really get into who's on the board there. Gator trades the pick at 8, and in return, that's Devin Bush and Will Grier, along with their own pick at 43, Justin Lane.
That's correct.
Kang gives up the pick at 8. Nets, Devin Bush and Ja'Kai Polite, and with their own pick, Justin Lane. I give up the pick at 8 and get Devin Bush and Debo Samuel, and with my own pick, Nasir Adderley, safety from Delaware. I like it. I like it a lot.
That worked out.
Yeah.
All right, let's make it happen.
Send it in to Quinn.
Well, I mean, it's a proposed trade as put together by Bill Barnwell.
I mean, you still have holes.
Sure.
Because at this point, none of us have gotten the offensive guard.
Nope.
And that's a big hole.
No, but you're probably behind the priority with that pick at 88 that Philly offered up. Or you package the pick at 88 and kind of.
Yeah, but now you're looking at also rans at guard.
Yeah. Getting a starting guard in the third round is not that unusual, though.
No.
We weren't going to do it, but that's just all anybody wanted us to do. So we're going to do it. Honestly, we just weren't going to do it because it gets done so much. But we weren't going to do it, Kang. And then Kang said, dude, this is all people want to do.
Honestly, that's okay. 75% of the texts that are coming in on the
customer has spoken.
Yes.
Okay, we'll give it to you. The other thing in this mock draft put out by Bill Barnwell is he had a trade for every team, which means, another team might, he's proposing a trade for another team to Detroit, and here's his proposal. Oakland at 4. Oakland at 4 sends their pick at 4 to Detroit for a player and Detroit's second rounder. The player is quarterback Matthew Stafford.
Wow.
So you make this trade, you get the pick at 4, you keep your pick at 8. You give up your second rounder and Stafford. And the question is, would you do it? No, maybe the question should be, is there anyone in Detroit who wouldn't do this? Now, I have the claim that I am the last lone believer that you can build a winning team with Matthew Stafford at quarterback with the Detroit Lions.
I think among the on-air hosts here,
I'm it.
You're the guy.
I don't know if there's anyone else. I haven't heard everybody, but yet I would make this trade in a heartbeat. for a variety of reasons. One is, I think Dwayne Haskins is going to be a star. And I make this trade if I think Dwayne Haskins is still on the board at four. Well, I wait till the draft unfolds. And if the Jets make their pick at three or somebody trades up and Dwayne Haskins is still there, I take Dwayne Haskins at four. I make the trade and I take Dwayne Haskins at four. And if Dwayne Haskins is not there, does that mean Josh Allen is? Because if that happens, I make the trade and I move up to four and take Josh Allen. Because it's going to go Kyler Murray, Nick Bosa. And then if Dwayne Haskins is gone, guess who's still on the board? Josh Allen. So I make the trade either way. My favorite way of making is come away with Dwayne Haskins at four and probably Montez Sweat at eight. Maybe TJ Hockenson at eight to give my rookie quarterback closer to a complete offense. And I'm not even sure my rookie quarterback's going to start. But well, I believe
what if you traded away Matthew Stafford?
I would get somebody else. I would absolutely go get a veteran who's more ready to play than Tom Savage or Connor Cook. And I think you can acquire that pretty cheap. Either free agency, who's left. I'd have to go look. I got a list here of who hasn't signed. Give me a minute. Because
it's atypical to see a team draft a quarterback in the top 10 and not play him in lieu of some free agent quarterback you picked up in the offseason.
Well, you'd sign, well, here you go. You'd sign a Sam Bradford to a one-year deal who hasn't signed anywhere yet. Not for any other reason than to say you're keeping the seat warm, and Sam Bradford can go, I don't want to do that. And you go, okay, go ahead and keep being a free agent.
Although I suppose that's what Cleveland did when they signed Tyrod Taylor and drafted Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. I mean, here's who's unsigned at quarterback. Brock Osweiler, Sam Bradford, Geno Smith, Josh McCown. I mean, there's guys.
But who's who?
Yeah.
Of guys you don't want.
Yeah, well, better than Connor Cook or Tom Savage, most likely. But with that said, sign him to a one-year contract so that if Dwayne Haskins isn't ready to start, you got somebody that can keep the seat warm until he is. Is there anyone in Detroit who wouldn't make this trade?
I think you'd be hard-pressed to find some. I mean, are there still some Stafford supporters out there? Yes, there are. There'd be some people that would say, you can't do that. He's too good. And I don't think so, but there are people who would say that. I've given up on him, but I think there's a lot of people out there still that believe in Matthew Stafford. But you make this trade, you get that fourth pick, and you keep your eighth pick too. Two top 10 picks. That's what you dream about. It's what you dream about.
This is how rebuilds are started, but it also has to be made by a GM that has a degree of job security. Here is what Barnwell writes from both sides. If you're Detroit decision makers, Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia, do you think about starting over with a young quarterback? Making this trade would give the Lions two of the top eight picks, which should be enough to draft a quarterback and add one stud defender. Moving up from eight to number four could give them a shot at Josh Allen, Nick Bosa, or Quinnen Williams. It could also push them ahead of the Bucs if they want to grab linebacker Devin White, who Mel Kiper Jr. has going to Tampa at five in his most recent mock. Detroit would incur a staggering $35.5 million in dead money on its 2019 cap, but given that Stafford's cap hit is already a league-high $29.5 million, it's not an enormous difference. John Gruden, meanwhile, might very well prefer the 31-year-old Stafford to any of the rookies in this class. He has publicly backed Stafford in the past and never pulled the trigger on a highly drafted rookie at quarterback during his time as a head coach, instead preferring veterans such as Rich Gannon and Jeff Garcia, or mid-round picks such as Chris Sims and Bruce Gradkowski. With Stafford's $50 million signing bonus already paid, the Raiders would be inheriting Stafford on what amounts to a four-year, $84 million deal, which would be a relative bargain for an average veteran starter. The Raiders would still lose their top pick in the process, but they would keep their two first-rounders and get another second-round selection. Stafford throwing to Antonio Brown and Tyrell Williams would sell some tickets in Las Vegas. This deal would render Derek Carr relatively null and void, but the Raiders might be able to find a trade market for him over the summer if they eat some of his $19.9 million base salary. Hell, maybe have them throw in Derek Carr. If they're going to try and get rid of him anyway.
Well, it's an interesting scenario they paint there, and a lot of people think that John Gruden isn't in love with Derek Carr and that they would very much like to have a quarterback with a fourth pick overall.
We know that Stafford can deliver the football into the turkey hole.
That we know, and the one who really knows that is Mr. Turkey Hole, John Gruden. And I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking, okay, if I'm the GM, and if I move Matthew Stafford, and now I've got the fourth and eighth pick overall, what do I want to do with it? Because if I'm not in love with Dwayne Haskins, which I'm not in love with Dwayne Haskins, I like Dwayne Haskins, I am in love with Kyler Murray, but looks like that's out of the mix. Do I want to take two pieces there at 4 and 8 that aren't quarterbacks to build this team, knowing that, hey, you're probably going to be a bad team and end up with a top 10 pick again next year, and then I could take a quarterback next year. But I've already filled in these other pieces with 4 and 8. There are so many things you could do with having those picks. It doesn't have to be a quarterback, but not taking a quarterback obviously delays things by another year.
You know what this feels like to me? This feels like the kind of move the Browns made to accrue all those picks, where you just sat across the desk from me over the last couple of years getting excited, wishing you were a Browns fan. This is how it's done. The case made by Barnwell actually feels very realistic to me. It feels like something that Detroit may well do. Actually, Detroit won't, but they could. The reason they won't is because you'd have to be a GM and a coach that feels like, I've got time to build this.
Right. And this,
and I don't know
these
that they,
guys, I don't think have that they, luxury.
And they don't, aren't acting like guys who have time to quote unquote build this. But it makes a hell of a case for why Gruden and the Raiders would do it. I am a Dwayne Haskins fan. I would take Haskins at 4, knowing that if my plan gets submarined and somebody trades up to get Haskins at 3, that I then get Josh Allen instead, or Nick Bosa instead, or, can get ready, Kyler Murray instead. Right? I mean, Kyler Murray, Dwayne Haskins, Nick Bosa, Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. When you're picking 4 and those 4 players are there, you're guaranteed to get one of the 4. Now, yeah. I'm a bigger Dwayne Haskins fan than I am a Kyler Murray fan. But Kang, you're a giant Kyler Murray fan. Gator, would you prefer Kyler Murray to Dwayne Haskins?
Yes.
Yeah, we're both on the Kyler Murray bandwagon, because I think I can speak for you too in this, Gator, is we believe he's a franchise-changing quarterback. That kind of talent in today's NFL, the mobility, not just to escape, you know, pass rushers, be able to take off, the accuracy on deep balls. I think it's underrated how well he played in the Big 12. He didn't come from some small school. I know the Big 12 isn't known for defenses, but they're still Division I, you know, college players. And not just a small, you know, one of the power conferences.
That's where Pat Mahomes played.
Exactly.
That's where Baker Mayfield played.
Size, 5'10", I think he answered those questions, if you believe them or not. He can find the passing lanes. That's why I'm such a big Kyler Murray guy. I think he can change a franchise. That's why I like him over Haskins, personally. I'm not sure about Haskins. I know you love Haskins, and there's comparisons to what was thrown out there this past week of Tom Brady-like, right?
Trev Albert said he's Brady-ish, and I can see why he said that. I totally see why he said that. I don't think he's Tom Brady, but I think he's got the makeup of being elite, elite, elite. And I'm a big fan.
But even in the end, if you think a franchise quarterback is out there, you take him.
Yep. Look, I'm a Stafford guy, but if he's there at 8, I'd take him. Now, I don't think they ever will, because that's the way you operate when you feel secure in your job and you got a long time, right? But I'm cognizant of the Big 12 quarterback thing. That scares me.
I'd feel so much better about this if there was like a Quentin Nelson available at 4. Some guy you know that is going to be a stud for years to come at a position of need. And I just, you know, you look at the true positions of need for the Lions. Offensive guard. Would you say cornerback?
Yeah.
Those are really the two that stand out. Now, could they use another linebacker? Sure. Could they use another defensive end? Absolutely. Could they use a tight end? Yeah. But those are the two positions that are definite positions of need. Unfortunately, the players available in the draft don't appear to be the can't-miss guys that you would love to have in those positions.
Well, look.
The draft position.
Here's the deal. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. We love dissenting opinions. Is there anyone who wouldn't make this trade? Anyone who wouldn't make this trade? And it's a Bill Barnwell trade suggestion. We were going to avoid it because we didn't want to turn it into another Stafford topic. But when we brought up his Lions projected trade, he also had this one for Oakland. And that is Detroit gives up Stafford in their second rounder for Oakland's pick at 4. The takeaway for Detroit is 1 and 4. And then you don't pick again until late third round, in which case I say go get a starting guard. But 1 and 4. And out from under the Stafford contract.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.